ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 সাধা সাধন তত্ত্ব বুঝিতে না জানি, কৃপা করি সব তত্ত্ব কর আপনি। ইন্ডিয়ান চ্যানেলে ভগবদ্গীতা তদ্বিধি ট্রাই টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, নট ট্রাই বাট মাস্ট ট্রাই। Human life is meant for understanding Tattva, the absolute truth. That is the special advantage of the human life. If a human being does not inquire, or he is not trained up to inquire about it, great disadvantage, and it is envious. In the human life, the chance is there to make a solution of the whole problem. Struggle for existence, survival of the fittest. This is going on life after life. Now, here is a chance, human life. He can understand what is the goal of life and how to achieve. He can be trained. So, if that opportunity is refused to the human society by the guardians, by the government, it is a great misservice, great disheartenment. To keep them in darkness of animal propensities, because we are changing our body, here is a chance after many evolutionary process. Many thousands and millions of years, we are going to the park. How many plants and creepers are there? How many animals? How many aquatics? We have to come through all these processes he will lose any part of it. So, here is the chance. Therefore, for the human being, it is advised that try to understand the goal of your life. Kadvijyana, samsa, gurumi, vidache, samitpani, srutiyam, that is basic stuff. Must try. So, from the very beginning, till then, no trained up to inquire about the goal of life, that kept in darkness simply is in the median in God. That is also the reason. They must be trained up, the opportunity must be given, so that he can inquire more and more about the goal of life. The goal of life is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will explain, that we are intimately related with God. Somehow or other, we are fallen down in this material world, and we are, by mistake, accepting this body as self, and we are being trained up also only to see the bodily interest, just like cats and dogs. The animals also, they are interested in the body only. They have no other interest. But the human being is kept in the same darkness, simply bodily interest. That is a great disadvantage. So Sanatana Goswami, he understands that because he has already begun. Kiyami kyane amaye dari tapotroy jihana jani kyamone hita. There are so many things with which you have to struggle. This is called struggle for existence, even the modern scientists, they call it. It is not a very peaceful situation. The same question was raised by Sanatana Goswami. But why there should be struggle for existence? Why not easy life, peaceful life? Why some outer elements are giving us opposition? I want to be happy, but there is opposition. That is struggle for existence. This constraint should be there. Why? Even with a fly, you have to fight. I'm sitting without doing any harm to the fly. Where is the cash? Bonus. So many. Even if you sit down, without any offense, just as you are passing on the street, there is no offense, but from one house, how is this dog begin to bark? Why you are coming? Why? There is no cause of his barking, but because it is dog, his business is why you are coming. Why you are coming? Similarly, we have no freedom to go from one place to another at the present moment. There is immigration department. Why you are coming? Why? In many places, we have been refused to enter. We have been refused from the airplane. No, you cannot enter. Go back. So I have to go back. So many disadvantages. So padanga padanga jada vipada nothing. In this material world, you cannot live very peacefully. Not peacefully. No. There are so many impediments. The Shastra says, পদক পদমে যদি বিপদা এভরি স্টেট বিল্ডিং নট অনলি ফ্রম দি লোয়ার অ্যানিমলস বাট ফ্রম দি হিউম্যান সোসাইটি বাই নেচার অন হুইচ উই হ্যাভ নো কন্ট্রোল ইন দিস ওয়ে আওয়ার লাইফ ইজ নট ভেরি হ্যাপি ইন দিস ম্যাটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড অ্যান্ড উই শুড বি advance in inquiring about it. So why there are so many that is human. That is human. So how to inquire, how to become happy, what is the goal of life? Sanatana Goswami, not only Sanatana Goswami, he is representing us. We do not. We do not. So by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or by the mercy of the servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can be enlightened. But what is the goal of life? Why there is struggle for existence? Why there is death? I do not want to die. Why there is birth? I do not wish to enter into the mother's home and remain packed up condition for so many days. I do not want to become old man, but these things are imposed upon me. Therefore, our business is, real business is, how to solve these questions. Not to arrange for economic development. Economic development, whatever we are destined, we shall get it. Either happiness or distress, we shall get it. So that we don't try for this test, but it comes, it is enforced upon us. Similarly, the little happiness which are destined to obtain, that will also come. That is helpful advice. Don't waste your time to get artificially some happiness. Whatever you are destined to get happiness, it will come automatically. How it will come? Yathādukham madhatamatah. The same way, that if you don't try for distress, but it comes upon you. Similarly, even if you don't try for happiness, whatever you are destined to do. So don't waste your time bothering about this so-called happiness and distress. Better engage your valuable time to understand what is the goal of life. Why there are so many problems? Why you have to struggle for existence? This is your life. This is Krishna consciousness movement that we are inducing people to understand the problems. It's not a sectarian movement or so-called religious movement. It is not a religion. It is educational, cultural movement. Every man has to understand the goal of life. Every man has to understand why there is struggle for existence. If there is any remedy, if there is any process where you can live very peacefully without any disturbances, without any. These are the things to be learned in the human life. And one should approach. Just like Sanatana Goswami, he was minister, well educated, well blessed, but he has approached it. So we should approach the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or his representative, and surrender, but with the panipati. The way he is, not challenge. Can you serve God? These are challenge, not this way. God is everywhere, but first of all, make your eyes to see God. Then you challenge, can you serve God? This attitude will not help us. karmic. Tadvidhi panipati. No. Diligent Jansana of the heart. If you want to understand the science, transcendental science, tadvidhi, try to understand. But pranipati, very humbly, this way. Pratam Goswami is submitting very humbly. So, tadvidhi panipati, you know, paripasya. First of all, panipati. Then paripasya. Question. Don't waste your time by questioning some spiritual master or somebody unless you have pranipati. You must be ready to accept the answer which he gives. Then make some questions. If you think that I have to taste his answer, because I am more learned or more advanced than him, so don't go there, don't propose anything or inquire anything. You first of all settle that whatever I am going to inquire something from somebody, so whatever answer he will give, he will accept. Then there is question of or inquiry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Sanatana Goswami, he completely surrendered. He said that I am black, I do not know. Actually, how to inquire? So kindly, you speak everything. What is the subject matter of inquiry? And what is the answer of such inquiry? I am completely blank, sir. I am simply submitting to you. After the goal of life and sava, the process by which one can approach, I do not know anything about it. Simply I am depending on your mercy. That is devotion. That is surrender. In this way, we can make advancement in our spiritual education, and we must carry out the order of the spiritual world. Just like you are singing daily, Guru Mukha Padma Vakra Chittati Koriya Oik. Arana Koriya Mani. Arana Koriya Mani. Do not think otherwise. Simply, whatever select, who will be your spiritual master. You must know the preliminary law. That's why if you want to purchase gold, at least you must know where gold is at. If you want to purchase a diamond, so you must know if you are so foolish that you go to a butcher shop and ask him to supply diamond or gold. And then you'll be cheated. Then you'll be cheated. You must know it. Where to go and purchase gold or diamond. These are valuable things. So that requires little intelligence and sincerity. If we are sincere, that I want to purchase gold or diamond. This is good example. But a spiritual inquiry, if one is actually serious about understanding the goal of life, spiritual knowledge, then Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. He understands how this person is sincerely seeking. Then he will give direction that you do this. He is giving direction in every respect. We want to do so many things, So Krishna giving us facility. Ishvara sarabhutana, Rishesha Arjuna, Ramayan sarabhutana. He's giving all facility. But when one becomes actually very much eager to understand Krishna, God, he is very glad to give instruction that you go to such and such person and you suddenly simply inquire and you say, Guru Krishna to fire fire. By the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, one can make advancement in spiritual understanding. So one must be sincere. Then every direction is there. Thank you.